Everyone said goodbye in the parking lot, and Zane climbed into his Ram truck and fired it up. He loved that truck. Solid black, night edition, which meant blacked-out badging and black wheels in addition to black paint. It worked, and he loved it because it was tall and he could see everything as he rolled down the road. He drove home, stopping to pick up a pizza on the way, and parked in the drive since the truck was too big for the garage of his rental. His phone dinged with a message as he walked to the front door. Everything inside him tightened up like someone had pulled a brake handle on the DC Metro. Juliet.
Hey, haven't heard from you in a few days.
Zane gritted his teeth as he unlocked the door and went inside. Every time Juliet messaged or called, he let himself get sucked in again. He knew he shouldn't, but he did. He dropped the pizza and his keys on the counter, then thumbed a response. Been busy. How about you? Three dots indicated she was typing. He knew from experience it'd take a while, so he set the phone down while he unbuttoned his camouflage uniform shirt and shrugged out of it. He kept the rest of the uniform on, jump boots, pants, t-shirt, and flipped the pizza box open. Mmm, pepperoni with extra cheese. His favorite. Zane grabbed a slice, folded it in half, and took a bite while he went to snag a beer from the fridge. The kitchen was small but serviceable, and the house was older. One day he'd like to buy his own place like Muffin had done recently, but he wasn't there yet. Since his dad's business partner had embezzled company funds a couple of years ago and drove the business into the ground before killing himself, his parents' finances had been tight. Tight enough that Zane was the one financing his sister's college education these days. Not that he minded, it was worth it. He hadn't been ready for college when he'd graduated high school, so he joined the army instead. But Mia was sharp as a tack, and she'd be a damned fine accountant when she was done. Zane took the beer to the counter where he had a couple of bar stools and sat down. Juliet's latest message slipped across his screen.
Same. I just don't know what to do sometimes, you know? I just want this divorce to move along, but Daniel is being such an asshole about it. He fights me about everything. And the dog. He's never cared that much for Sweetie, but now he claims he loves her and wants to share custody. I mean, Jesus, Zane, why did I marry this guy? Why did I let you go? I was such an idiot.
Zane's got twisted when she said stuff like that. At one time, he thought Juliet was his forever girl. They'd been high school sweethearts, each other's firsts, and he'd been crazy for her. She was a cheerleader, prom queen, and an honor student. Not just beauty and personality, but brains, too. They'd planned to get married, though the ring had to wait until he could afford one. They'd talked about it often, where they would live, how many kids they would have and when, the parties they would throw, the lives they would lead. But when he'd gone into the army, something changed. Not at first. They'd kept calling each other, texting, emailing, and video chatting. Her replies started taking longer to arrive, and she never found the time for video chats. Too much schoolwork, she'd said. Too many demands on her time. She'd chosen to go to a college only half an hour from home, so she did a lot of driving to visit friends and family. And Daniel Brentwood, apparently. Zane only found out she'd been cheating when he went home for Christmas and Juliet dropped a bomb that she was in love with Daniel. The engagement ring he'd finally managed to buy for her had burned a hole in his pocket while she'd said she was sorry, but she'd been too young when they'd promised to get married and love each other forever. She wanted to experience life, wanted to date and have a good time before she settled down. She didn't want to marry an army guy and move around the world on short notice. They'd made the plan together, but the joke was on him. Especially when she married Daniel the next summer and started enjoying her life as a country club wife. Zane picked up the phone again. Juliet was the reason he was a serial dater. The reason he'd erased the word forever from his vocabulary a long time ago. He needed to remember that, no matter how much she twisted him up inside.